distinguished head of delegations, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, I would like to yield to your request. I will be short in my speech. We have been invited here today to discuss the growing food crisis. I'd like to thank Secretary General and to Mr. Jack Diouf for the invitation, and we understand that we are at a crucial time to discuss food crisis and climate change. How many papers have been written, how many interviews given, how many conferences held for decades to discuss hunger here, hunger there, crisis here, and crisis there. So many experts, so many advisors, so much foreign aid, billions and billions of dollars. Why are we here? There is a saying that goes, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. FAO Food Price Index for 2008 is 53% higher than 1 year ago. We are told that food prices are rising around the globe because of increased food demand in developing nations like China and India. Another factor is the use of crops for biofuels. Also, food stocks around the world were the lowest they have been for 25 years. And let us not forget the market speculators who have artificially pushed up the price of goods to herd an herd of profits at the expense of others dying of starvation. Finally, massive agriculture subsidies in the rich countries discourage agriculture in the developing world for lack of market access. So, for countries like my own, where a huge percentage of national budget is dependent on foreign aid, we must brace for the worst, since aid will become less and less. My country used to be an exporter of foodstuffs. As oil prices rise, so do transportation costs. Small island nations like ours have no economies of scale, and we must import virtually everything we consume. We need more action and fewer conferences and speeches, and the action is now. If you do not address structural problems like underinvestment in agriculture and unfair trade rules, then we are wasting our time. Finally, I would like to make a very short comment. Mr. Robert Zulik, the World Bank President, in an article published by the Financial Times, has suggested what they decide to call Mr. Zulik 10 points to solve the situation. I believe that we should add another point to deal with small island countries due to their characteristics and specificity. Because of the time constraint that I mentioned to you, I shortened this speech, but the full length of it is available. Thank you very much for your kind attention.